This is Earth and Sky. Nanotechnology, the science of the very, very small, is still in its infancy.
We've been hearing all kinds of predictions about nanotech innovations that are on the way. Paul McEwen is a nanotech researcher at Cornell University in New York. We asked him how to distinguish in nanotechnology between what's really exciting, what's cause for concern, and what's just plain science fiction.
Boy, that's a tough question, but a very good one. And the answer is not trivial because we scientists, for example, we know how strong a nanotube is or what have you. But getting from a scientific breakthrough to how it might actually turn into a product on the good side or turn into a danger on the bad side is something that is extraordinarily difficult to guess. And it's also, sadly, something we spend an extraordinarily little bit of time worrying about.
This past November, the Environmental Protection Agency awarded grants to a dozen universities to assess the biological and medical implications of nanotechnology. Nanotech is expected to become a trillion-dollar industry within the next decade, but its overall effect on our world remains largely unstudied.
Come to our website, earthsky.org, with your questions and comments about nanotechnology. With thanks to the National Science Foundation, we're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.